Coming to you from Farm Fest, Harold Woolley with us from Minnesota Corn Growers Association tent. Of course, Harold, active on the national side. You're just coming back from a couple national meetings.
That's right. We had Corn Congress down in New Orleans in July, and last week we had the U.S. Grains Council summer meeting in Des Moines. So a couple national meetings. Interesting to go to them.
And you're on that national board. Tell me, when you take a look at some of these issues, trade has to be a major issue for the corn growers. What do you see as ways we can move forward here?
The trade with China certainly boosted our corn usage this year and improved our price. I think important developments there. We have Catherine Tai, who is our U.S. trade representative, and we need, and I think we're getting close to having an ag negotiator for the U.S. trade representative's office put in place as well, so then we can get some of the trade deals, the ag portion of those, worked on as well. You know, I think we are still looking for a trade agreement with the United Kingdom, with the European Union, and the comprehensive trade package in South Pacific. There's room for that to be negotiated and for the U.S. to be a part of that.
Biotech seems to be another hurdle with some of these trade deals.
It certainly is. You know, we've seen Mexico saying they don't want GMO products or glyphosate used on corn that's going to be put into for human consumption. So absolutely, those are issues that need to be resolved, and the sooner the better.
Harold Woolley with us again, coming to you from the Minnesota Corn Growers Tent here at Farm Fest.